Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. But you are Lord, and I be for you, my help. Come quickly to my aid.
Save me from the
himself our flesh, and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the Sunday of the Passion is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Rejoice aloud, shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the pit, waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You hold my right hand, you guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory.
Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Crucified.
Then the chief priests and the elders of the people gathered in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas, and plotted together in order to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said,
"Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people."
Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came up to him with an alabaster flask of very expensive ointment, and she poured it on his head as he reclined at table. And when the disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying,
"Why this waste? For this good is sold for a large sum and given to the poor."
more.
So Jesus, aware of this, said to them,
"Why do you trouble this woman? For she has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. In pouring this ointment on my body, she has done it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her."
Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
"What would you give me if I had delivered him over to you?"
And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that moment he sought an opportunity to betray him. Now on the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying,
"Where will you have us prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He said,
"Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
And the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and as they were eating, he said,
"Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me."
And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another,
"It is I, Lord."
He said, answered,
"He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born."
Judas, who would betray him, answered,
"Is this I, Rabbi?"
He said to him,
"You have said so."
Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said,
"Take, eat, this is my body."
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee."
Peter answered him,
"Will they all fall away because of you? I will never fall away."
Jesus said to him,
"Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times."
Peter said to him,
"Even if I must die with you, I will not deny you."
And all the disciples said the same. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them,
"My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me."
And after going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying,
"My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will."
And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter,
"So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Again, for a second time, he went away and prayed,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words again. Then he came to the disciples and said to them,
"Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand.
While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying,
"The one I will kiss is a man. Seize him."
And he came up to Jesus at once and said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
And he kissed him. Jesus said to him,
"Friend, do what you came to do."
Then they came up and laid hands on Jesus and seized him. And behold, one of those who was with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. Then Jesus said to him,
"Put your sword back into its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then should the scriptures be fulfilled that it must be so?"
At that hour, Jesus said to the crowds,
"Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to capture me? Day after day I sat in the temple teaching, and you did not seize me. But all this has taken place that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled."
Then all the disciples left him and fled. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter, who was following them at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none. Though many false witnesses came forward, at last two came forward and said,
"This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days."
The high priest stood up and said,
"Have anyone answered to me? What is it that these men testify against you?"
But Jesus remained silent, and the high priest said to him,
"I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God."
Jesus said to him,
"You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power, and coming on the clouds of heaven."
Then the high priest tore his robes and said,
"He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have not heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?"
They answered,
"He deserves death."
Then they spit in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying,
"Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that
you?" Now Peter was still sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said,
"You also were with Jesus the Galilean."
But he denied it before them all, saying,
"I do not know what you mean."
And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders,
"This man was with Jesus of Nazareth."
And again he denied it with an oath,
"I do not know the man."
After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter,
"Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you."
Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and swear,
"I do not know the man."
And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus,
"Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times.
And when he went up and wept bitterly. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate the governor. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw what Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying,
"I have sinned by betraying innocent blood."
They said,
"What is that to us? see to it yourself.
And throwing down the pieces of silver on the temple, into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said,
It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money.
So they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore the field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying,
And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price had been set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them for the highest yield, as the Lord directed me.
Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
Jesus said,
You have said so.
But when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he gave no answer. Then Pilate said to him,
Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?
But he gave them no answer, not even a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the feast of the governor was accustomed to release from the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had then a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them,
Whom do you want me to release from you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him,
Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream.
Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them,
Which of the two do you want me to release from you?
And they said,
Barabbas.
Pilate said to them,
Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?
They all said,
Let him be crucified.
And he said,
Why, what evil has he done?
But they shouted all the more,
Let him be crucified.
So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying,
I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves.
And all the people answered,
His blood be on us and on our children.
Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him and twisted together a crown of thorns. They put on his head and put a reed in his right hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying,
Hail, King of the Jews!
And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him from the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled him, this man, to carry his cross. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided the garments among him by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying,
You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.
So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocking him, saying,
He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. We trust in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God.
And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the light, in the land until in the same way. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying,
Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
That is,
my God, why have you forsaken me?
And some of the bystanders hearing it said,
This man is calling Elijah.
And one of them at once ran and took a sponge and filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the others said,
Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him.
And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said,
Truly this was the Son of God.
There were also many women there, looking on from a distance, who were following Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. When it was evening, they came to a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who also was a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. And Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen shroud and laid it in his own new tomb, which had been cut in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went there sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said,
Sir, we remember how that impostor said, while he was still alive, after 3 days I will rise. Therefore, order the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples go and steal him away and tell the people, he has risen from the dead, and the last fraud will be worse than the first.
Pilate said to them,
You have the guards, soldiers. Go make it as secure as you can.
So they went and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone and setting the guard.
This is the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew the Evangelist.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The pilgrims who had come from all over to go up to Jerusalem for the Passover feast gathered to meet our Lord Jesus Christ as he entered the holy city on that Sunday before his Passion. They had high expectations. Word about him had spread far and wide. They had heard about his teaching, how he taught as one with authority. They had heard about the miracles he had done, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the multitudes, and even raising the dead. News about him raising Lazarus from the dead was still fresh in their minds as they saw him riding on a donkey surrounded by his disciples and many followers. All of this pointed to the possibility that he was indeed the promised Messiah to come. And when they see him riding on that donkey, that clinches it for many of them. They knew Zechariah's prophecy. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. And so they respond appropriately, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Appropriate indeed, for Hosanna means save us now. And that is exactly why Jesus enters Jerusalem on that Sunday, to save them, and not only them, but the whole world. It is for this reason that he humbled himself to come down from heaven and was incarnated by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and made man. As we confess in the Nicene Creed, it is for us men, all people, and for our salvation that Jesus comes. But the vast majority of these pilgrims will be disappointed later that week when the one they greet today with hosannas is nailed to a cross and dies. The high expectations they had will be completely diminished. They had hoped that he would save them from Roman tyranny and establish an earthly kingdom right then and there, ruling from Jerusalem. Thus, the irony of Palm Sunday. The pilgrims are right in crying out, Hosanna, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, marking Jesus as the King of Israel. But they meant something else by it. They didn't know how right they were, for they didn't yet understand. Neither did Jesus' own disciples. Some things never change. Jesus is still a disappointment to many who wish him to be someone other than he is. They want Jesus to change their lives or help them with their relationships, finances, or health. They want a miracle-working Messiah who showers earthly blessings upon them. Or they want a friend who holds their hand and walks with them on the beach and leaves footprints next to theirs in the sand. Or they want a life coach or cheerleader who affirms them for who they are and loves them no matter how they live or what they believe, rooting them on and encouraging them to do whatever makes them happy. Or they want a Jesus who is conveniently up there somewhere in heaven, whom they ascend to in their hearts and emotions and feelings, with whom they can have a personal relationship of their own choosing and desire. Like the pilgrims who lauded our Lord with hosannas on Palm Sunday, but were disappointed later that week All those who search for and cling to a different Jesus than the one who actually exists will be supremely disappointed. Repent. Truth be told, you too have longed for a different Jesus. One who would meet your felt needs and solve your earthly woes. And how often have you pretended Jesus was conveniently up there in heaven somewhere, safely far away from seeing the sins you commit in your thoughts, words, and deeds? You want a Jesus you can call upon when you need him, but also one who overlooks all the little white lies you tell, the excuses you make, the lust and anger in your hearts, the pride you have in yourself, your love of worldly possessions, and the tongues you use to share the latest juicy tidbit of gossip. Repent. The good news of Palm Sunday and of this holiest week in the church year is that the real Jesus rides into Jerusalem precisely because he knows how sinful you are. He doesn't overlook your sins. He comes to pay for them all with his holy and precious blood on the cross. He doesn't come to change your life, but to give you eternal life in his kingdom. He doesn't come to help you with your relationships, finances, or health, but to prepare for you treasures in heaven which moth and rust cannot destroy. He doesn't come to be your buddy or life coach or cheerleader, but to be your savior. And he isn't conveniently located somewhere up there in heaven with whom you have some self-generated and self-imagined personal relationship in your heart, but he is the Word made flesh who continues to tabernacle among his people in his holy church. For behold, on this Palm Sunday, I tell you a mystery, dear friends. The same Jesus who entered Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday long ago continues to enter the Jerusalem of his church every time we gather together in his holy name. He comes now, even today, for the same reason he came then, to save sinners. He comes to save you. He did not come for the self-righteous, but for sinners. Not for those who think they're well, but for those who know they're sick. Repent and believe, O sinner. Join your voice to the throng of sinners redeemed by the Lamb, gathered at the holy altar, crying out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For Jesus comes today in his very body and blood in the Holy Supper to answer that prayer and, yes, to save us now. He gives you to eat and to drink of the very fruits of your salvation, delivering to you the forgiveness, life, and salvation you so desperately need. That Jesus comes humbly and hiddenly, riding upon simple words, water, bread, and wine, is disappointing to many. But let it not be so for you. This is how he saves. He humbles himself. He comes humbly and hiddenly to give himself for sinners. His word is true. His flesh is real food, and his blood is real drink. And those who eat and drink of him, partake of his salvation, even of his resurrection, as we prayed earlier, and they have something much better than earthly blessings. They have his life and peace and love and all of that which never ends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
Dear friends, we are blessed this morning to welcome Joseph Letoussac into our fellowship via the rite of confirmation. The rite of confirmation is found on page 272 in the hymnal, if you'd like to follow along. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You have been baptized and catechized in the Christian faith according to our Lord's bidding. Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Lift up your heart, therefore, to the God of all grace, and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty?
Yes, I believe in God, the Father of Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God?
I do.
Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true?
I do.
Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to live according to the word of God, and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death?
I do, by the grace of God.
Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church, and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?
I do, by the grace of God.
We rejoice with thankful hearts that you have been baptized and have received the teaching of the Lord. You have confessed the faith and been absolved of your sins. As you continue to hear the Lord's word and receive his blessed sacrament, he who has begun a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Joseph Letoussac, the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing this, your Son, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and enabling him both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that, bringing forth the fruits of faith, he may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Joseph, peace be with you.
Amen.
Now let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the church, that she may be defended against all the assaults of Satan, that she boldly proclaim that Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death for us, and that she be enlarged as the Holy Spirit turns unbelievers to repentance and faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all whom our Father has given authority in civil government, that God guide their decisions and desires so that life is defended, justice upheld, and the will of him before whom all knees will bow is done. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the members of this parish, that trusting in him who gave himself humbly as a sacrifice for us, we humbly give ourselves in service to him and the people of this world, that we shout our hosannas of welcoming praise, and that we never fail to trust Christ, whose passion provides our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Christian lives, that we be granted faithfulness in times of temptation, forgiveness when we fall, a humble love for all our brothers and sisters in Christ, reconciliation with those from whom we are alienated, and boldness to confess the Christ who was crucified for us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who live without faith in Christ, that the Holy Spirit call them to repentance and grant them a confident trust in the King who comes in the name of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those stricken by disease, for those enduring famine and natural disasters, for those in bondage, and for those who are sick, shut in, recovering, or have any need, especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Bill Harmon, David Gursky, Arlene Miller, Ella Shaw, Corrine Ellenboss, Tom Ellenboss, Scott McCullum, Landon Culp, Charles Shaw, Margaret Duby, Lloyd Duby, James Whiting, Kevin Cole, Tyler Duvall, David Jerry Gerard, Sherry Shell, Pastor Dan Chambers, Rosemary Reichart, Sally Messer, Chris Woodrow, Miriam Sohn, Cameron Snell, Jack Standen, Jane Tennant, John Lemmerman, Betty Guder, Brandy Bradley, Mary Kittle, and Debbie Rodriguez. That our Heavenly Father hear their pleas, meet their needs, relieve their suffering, and lead them to rejoice in him who never fails us in our time of need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who receive this day the Holy Supper of our Lord, that with repentant hearts, we eagerly welcome the Christ who comes today in the name of the Lord, that we gratefully receive his forgiveness, and that we be strengthened for lives of faith and good works. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right, so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life also might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Yeah. body of Christ given for you. The very 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 body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
this holy and precious true body and blood of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thank you. with me.